The witness of Kraslava's historical events is a boulder on the side of Augusta Street by the house number 12, in the direction of Daugavpils. Nowadays, it might have lost its greatness, but certainly not the significance. The stone is 2.8 meters long, 2.2 meters wide, and 0.7 meters high. It's been told that it was much larger, but about a third of it had been rived off in earlier times. Currently, the stone has strongly grown into the cultural layer. On the side of the stone, there is a 5 cm deep, 130 cm wide rectangular surface, which is inscribed with the Count's Broil Platters family coat of arms and the year of 1729. The story goes that there was once a great forest where the Polish king, Augustus II, went hunting. The stone was in the outskirts of the village in the beautiful place, which was perfect to take a relaxing break and have a meal. So the king did. And to mark this visit, the year was carved on the stone. And until the present day, it is called Augusta Stone. And so is the street, Augusta Street. It is quite possible that there is some truth to the legend, because Augustus II really was king of Poland from 1967 to 1733, and Kraslava was part of Polish territory in the year 1729. However, the year 1729 has another, no less important role in the history of Kraslava. Count Jan Ludwik Platter bought the Kraslava estate on that year, and Kraslava got the rights of the village. Likely this event prompted the carving on the stone. It served as a village border mark.